Pavlov map on a mammoth tusk. Our first stop will be in prehistoric Moravia, as the oldest preserved map was found in Pavlov in 1962. This is an engraving on a mammoth tusk dating from the late Paleolithic, 25,800 years BC. The tusk is 2 to 8 centimeters in diameter and is 36.5 centimeters long. The archaeologist Bohuslav Klima interpreted the pattern on the tusk as a map of the Pavlovske Vrhy Hills. If that is the case, the map shows the meanders of the river Dia, into which the Klentnitsky Potok stream empties. A similar prehistoric depiction of the landscape comes, for instance, from Abaunt's cave in northern Spain, showing a river, rocks, and other features. Rock carvings from Val Camonica in Italy, probably showing rows and fields, have also been preserved. We also know of medieval maps, such as those by Anaximander and Ptolemy. Today, the entire territory on the map on the tusk from Pavlov is covered by the flooded Novemlini Reservoir. The engraving shows the slopes of the Pavlovske Vrhy Hills, covered by thick layers of loess. Loess was quarried in the 20th century for use in the local brickworks, but later most of all as rock fill for the dikes as the Novemlini reservoirs were being built. The two concentric circles on the map show the mammoth hunter's camp below Palavar in Moravia. The approximate scale of the map is estimated at 1 to 25,000. The original tusk is now housed at the Institute of Archaeology of the Czech Academy of Sciences in Brno. Replicas of the tusk can be seen in the National Museum in Prague and in the National Museum in Washington. The representation uses specific cartographic symbols, such as the aforementioned concentric circles, i.e. point marks, much like those found on maps today. Moreover, the actual technique used to create the map, engraving, was used until the 17th century. However, true maps did not appear until several tens of thousands of years later. The place where the Klentinsky Potok stream meets the river Dia is now covered by the lower Novemlini reservoir, although the original river channel can be read from old maps or aerial photographs.